נבחרים, joining his present, the hard copy presentation was circulated yesterday to the honorable members, as well, well not circulated, but we also have the submission made by the Auditor General when we visited the Northwest Province. They were in Parliament, but in the wrong room. They went to 3475, but they were here. Okay, what does the okay mean?
I
instructed the secretariat to get hold of them by phone in this building. And if you're not familiar with this institution and the passages, you can get lost. I know that. I speak of experience of many, many, many years ago. So they are here. And let's take them. The presenter, the mayor is here, is on the mayor. And the municipal manager.
Thank you, Gerber.
Just introduce your team, who you are.
My name is Muntile Mori. I am...
Sorry. Hello? Thank you. Please introduce your team.
My name is Muntile Mori. I'm the acting municipal manager. I'm accompanied here by my mayor, Re Tiza Mohatusi.
Is that the municipal manager?
The mayor, I am the acting municipal manager.
You are the acting municipal.
Okay. I think I must elaborate on that, chairperson. I'm only 26 days in office. I'm a brand new baby boy on the block. I find the municipality just out of the section 139, and it is an unenviable position to hold. And after 26 days, hold before this August half. I don't want to be defensive, but I'm asking for indulgence from members not to persecute me. I am ready to do my best to help this municipality and bail it out of the quagmire where we can. We have received a letter which was here and which stipulates what aspects to address, and we did exactly that. We did not add or subtract. But where we lack, we still look forward to this house assisting us to be up to speed with whatever might be needed. On the first page, just after the outside cover, you'll find presentation titles. We line them up there, and we are going to deal with them in that sequence. Then the second page will be the municipal transformation and institutional development. They will look like stagger or abbreviated, but they were discussed at length. The first point there is our work skills plan has been developed and submitted to the Department of Labor. Our budget is GRESB compliant. The strategic codes have been advertised, and that is the PMU, Communications Unit, Corporate Services Director, and the municipal manager, the LNF is functioning according to the what's called the next thing is the basic service delivery. I propose to continue that as they are. Race Players Association in Sandgolf are still withholding payments. We are still having that challenge. Note that the municipality is not a water authority. This is done by the district municipality and not our local municipality. Access to potable water is still a serious challenge in the Sopa, that is in Otosdam and Atitana in Sanikov. Utilization of underground water sources is not enough for the current demand, and we regard that as force majeure. It is an act of God. In the long term, we need to tap into the Makwati Hills water scheme, which is about 40 kilometers away from our area of municipality. This matter is partly dealt with by GWAF. Basic service delivery backlog. There are 31 villages across Swahili with villages utilize underground water supply, and we have marked that in the area there is not much water resource underground. Lack of basic infrastructure, especially roads, they are in a bad state, those that are there, but there is improvement here and there, we have seen. Lack of land availability for residential purposes in all the townships. Farm evictions still a challenge that leads to influx to the townships and towns that is constituting informal settlements. The poor relationship between tribal authorities and municipality hamper the development in some of the rural areas, e.g. Mandela Park and Kopela. Mandela Park is close to Hanalaster and Kopela is just nearby. Basic services delivery backlog. The following are the district competencies. Provision of water and sanitation in rural areas remain the competency of the district municipality. Solid waste disposal and refuse removal remains a serious challenge. We have there old and unserviceable equipment, lack of manpower, and old fleet, the truck that they use, they are relatively old. Sanitation, waterborne sewer, but sewer leakages on streets, especially in the townships. Town, we have the septic tanks. This week has upgraded some upgraded treatment plant in Otosdam. And the conversion from septic tanks, that is on the basic delivery service again, conversion from septic tanks to modern sewer network system needed across the municipality. We need to upgrade this to get rid of this old system of septic tanks. There is also a challenge of the pending court case of the Lesopa extension, where two contractors were appointed for development of local housing, that is the municipality on the one hand and the department on the other. Basic delivery progress report. Department of Human Settlement, Public Safety and Liaison has taken over all incomplete housing projects. In Villarreville, the conversion of septic tanks to modern sewer networks has begun. The spatial development framework and land use management team have been adopted by CANSER and they are funded by DBSA. The risk management plan has been initiated. And a workshop, the staff was also workshopped on the risk management and for 2 days, I think, in the past 2 weeks. The rehabilitation of potholes is ongoing and road maintenance plan is in place. The potholes have demonstrated this obstinacy and stubbornness that you will work on them today. After 2 days, they re-emerge. I don't know if dealing with potholes in the manner that we are dealing is going to be sustainable. Maybe we will need altogether new roads in the area. The revenue enhancement project has been developed, and debt collection to a large extent has been fast-tracked. We found that the municipality has a lackluster approach in debt recovery, and we have ignited this to an extent that last night I think I got 3 calls from business people to plead with me that the electricity be reinstated, that they will go and arrange with the municipality today. And when I got the 3 phone calls, I said to myself, the strategy is at work. Local economic development, the LEC strategy exists, but needs to be reviewed. The LEC forum has just been established to take care of the strategy going forward. The public-private partnership is realized within the municipality. We have this Wonderstone mine housing project and Idwala mine intensive program. SMME's database has also been developed. Municipal financial viability and management. Annual financial statement not yet submitted as previous audit report was received late, that is by the end or towards the end of August this year, 2011. This late submission was as a result of conversion from gamma to graph. Section 71 report submitted up to October 2011. There was a hue and cry about Section 71 report. They are also received but late. Internal audit service and internal audit committee in place, but non-functional. It is a shared service with the district municipality. Kogoto Incorporated was appointed to address queries raised by the AG for 2009 to 2010 and 2010-2011 financial year. 4,000 beneficiaries were registered in the indigent register, but this register is to be reviewed time and again to update it. MIG was standing at 52% spent. This was due to late registration of projects because of crowd planning and lack of PMU in place. The budget performance attached as an extra aid, that is the expenditure and performance on the conditional grant, as they appear then. You realize that there is mix. The amount allocated was 70 million and only 9 million utilized. And the following amount, MSIG, just like that, as they follow. We have the Deadcast Age Analysis. What I lack in the Descartes age analysis, is the age, how old are these dead? When this document was compiled, I was there and I asked that question, but how far back do we go? Are we only talking about the time when there was an audit conducted, or are we having a backlog of debt that has not been collected? Because when I counted with the consultant, the Ubutule, we found that there is 131 million rand owed to the municipality. That's outstanding. And I was looking also for reciprocal action. What action was taken all this time to try and address the backlog? Nothing shows, because there is a policy in place of debt recovery. And if the policy has been put in motion, has been implemented, you will show from record that we have called these people, we have showed them that we can take them to court. All those things, all those steps are lacking, and hence we immediately implemented the policy, and it's about 10 days ago when we started the exercise, as I earlier said, that 3 callers called me last night to say, please reconnect. And like I say, it was a lackluster approach that you leave that for so long and cry foul of lack of money within the municipality when your money is in the pocket of other people. I have right at the beginning pleaded with this house to say, given a chance, I still plead, given a chance, this municipality can improve. On the good governance and public participation, we have this mayoral invitees advertised, we have a list of them, that is where the mayor and the councillors interact with the public members at large. The IDP for 2011 to 2016 and budget for 2011 to 2012 has been adopted. A schedule of council meetings and existence of portfolio committees as well as what committees there. And we have other cross-cutting matters. The district has taken functions of firefighters and environmental practitioners which the local municipality did not have capacity to handle. There are no service level agreements between municipality and other government departments. And not only other government departments, there are also individuals. You find that a person is a repairer of meters, water meters. But when I ask for an agreement, how are we going to pay this person? How much do we pay? What is the rate? No, he has just discussed it with the previous municipal manager and so on. But that is not all. We are here talking about state money, which must be accounted for on documents. You cannot have a verbal agreement involving state funding. We cannot have it. But if we have identified this anomaly, we have started. I have a number of agreements that I am trying to integrate to make sense to whatever arguments we will need. We take them one by one. The last page, there's a thank you, thank you very much.
Any input from your side?
Thank you very much. I hope you have covered most of the issues.
Honorable members, you must please note your questions. We're going to take things of stock immediately and then take the questions together with the municipalities, get the responses, and then the departments. Again, sometimes with your other members that have other commitments from half past 4, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. So we must be careful that in mind as well. And there's the chairperson of the SNP has got other political engagements with leadership, so that we see how we can be effective in terms of time management and the stock. The presentation of the stock, yeah. And we give you 30 minutes. They were very effective in the presentation in terms of time management, but there's a lot of questions coming to them. Issues that they didn't cover, but you've got time. 30 minutes.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. My name is Mbaumo Tazile. I'm with acting mayor of Pentecostal. I'm here with a newly appointed Mr. Joel Makada and Mr. Teboho Matashupin. He's a former acting mayor. The reason being the reason being we have just appointed Mr. Joel Makada 2 weeks back, so also as a part of the handover to help him with the reporting.
Both the MMs, you must say, the road running. That's the new business of the day. Honorable can you reply to that question?
The mayor of Enesdorp was suspended, and we got a detailed report, but it was in committee. Thank you.
The mayor was suspended. The acting or MM, you might receive just one question or one remark. Please be honest with this committee. Give us the real picture. And is your presentation credible? It's a crucial question.
Yes, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Member of Parliament. The media and continue to be a matter of like the mayor presented, I started in office as the newly appointed MM. We featured from the 8th of November 2011. So I'm still using office. So this is my topic. So this is a presentation. Page 3, that is your municipal transformation institutional development. We've noted several issues. The first one is policy review, which we are committing that it will be the review will be undertaken very soon because most of the policies are outdated. And you just as an example get the entire law that is only written in Africa, so those are some of the issues that we are selecting. And with regard to the organizational structure, the structure went through all the processes of the LLF for review and council adopted that on the 12th of July 2011. And there is also a challenge with regard to statement of the ministry officials, and it will be finalized soon. And all kinds of technical measures and processes are embarked on. The issue of inconsistency with regard to post level is attended to also in consultation with the labor component, that is your master summer. And with regard to the structure that was approved in July, the total number of approved positions 223. 142 are fixed and we have 81 vacancies. And then with regard to recruitment and selection processes, we are in the process of filling vacancies within our top management level of the top structure, that is the position of director corporate and director strategic management and MEC. Those positions we already asked at the time the water creating the council in joining plus approved the panel of the shortlisting and interview panel. So that will be attended to very soon. And like it is indicated, council joining meeting on the 3rd of November appointed me as the new MM of Central Dorm, and I started it on the 8th of November this year. Till the last point, we are highlighting the point that it is difficult for us to fill all the critical positions due to budgetary constraints. And then the fourth slide, municipal transformation and institutional development, that's the continuation of the previous slide. What we are seeing is that our LLF is not functioning according to its full potential. So we are seeing the solvency as a room for improvement on the regular meeting, regular consultative processes and all that. And we are also highlighting the fact that because the accounting officer of the municipality is the one who must lead to the proper function of the LLS. It's one of the issues that we alerted that it impacted negatively on the function of the LLS. Then with regard to your skills development issues, we submitted the 2010-11 WST, that is your reference system, and also the, no, so that's your ATR, your annual training report for 2011, and then WST for 2011-12. Then we are also saying due to budgetary constraints, we are able to embark on all the training interventions. The issue of minimization of data investigation cases, we are saying that's one of the turnaround strategies. We need to adhere to all policies, so that we avoid the unnecessary litigation. And where possible, there will also be a need to review the current policies and sites. Then your basic service delivery, that's slide number 6. Federal government, our municipality, water service authority and water service provider. As we are saying, 18,273 households are provided with potable water. And currently, there are there is 1,586 households that receive free drinking water, and there is also a potential to grow to 3.2 households. But what we are seeing is that the registration is continuing with regard to that. The total connection to date is 4,808, and because we have about 7 villages in Central Dorm. They mostly are dependent on the borehole. Water quality tests are conducted monthly for the entire area through municipal water company. We are using their laboratories. The water distribution that is in villages estimated at 1.8 kilometers, and contractors are on site to address the situation. The 7th slide, that is your basic service delivery, sanitation, 5,600 households are affected with sewage. Wastewater treatment plant is operated with a capacity of 4.4. All villages are dependent on ventilated improvement, sea latrine. We are also planning to develop 535 VIPs through the new funding, and we've given specific names of villages that is your groups and all other things. And then 300 sites at 2 kilometers, and the backlog stands at 800 units, which has to be provided with sewage network. The municipality has appointed a service provider to investigate the state of the old sewage infrastructure and to quantify the cost thereof and at least as prioritized for the next financial year. That is the PDO process and to be approaching the IGP. Then the state of electricity. Fenerbahce manufactures the supply of electricity in the centers of town, and township, that is your chin, and the two villages, namely Bikuso and Bikuso. ESCOM supplies the following villages, that is Mokopa, Zepre, and Reinze, which we used to call Good Hefondem and Bel Hefondem. And areas that do not have electricity are the following, that is your Upper Dry, but we are in the process of electrifying that, and the consultant is appointed. Magog's Crown, Joko, Mint's Crown, Stephart, Ching, Informal Settlement, and others. And the application has been done with the relevant department. And 13,473 households have access to electricity, that's the current status. And currently there are no households that are seeking free basic electricity, that is for 50 units. And there's a potential that 3.2 we have applied to be able to free basic electricity, that excludes your villages. And the report that we just got from was that there was stopped in 2009. And then with regard to your electrical capacity, the municipality was allocated 7 MVA, and the consumption has grown to 9 MVA. And the district municipality has approved an application to increase the capacity from 7 to 9. But in the long term, we are envisaging to upgrade that to 12 MVA. Fenerbahce has about 250 kilometers overhead line, and this shows your challenges in regard to management. Number of backlog is 2881, and the municipality has made application to the Department of Energy, which the project will be implemented in 2012. Then refuse. Total of 5,600 households receive waste collection services, and the municipality has one unlicensed landfill site, and an application for funding has been made according to the district. The municipality has acquired 2 compactors, trucks, and 4 tank trucks for weekly refuse collection, so we are providing the service on our own. The contract between the municipality and 2 service providers for refuse collection has been terminated, and the municipality is performing the function, like I indicated earlier. The municipality does not have an integrated refuse management plan, and the funds to develop the plan is unavailable. However, the municipality has requested funds from Dr. Kenneth from the district municipality. And with regard to the cleaning community project, the water system from the Department of the Northwest Department of Local Government, and the contract is expiring, in October. Slide number 13, your road. There is a 30 kilometer surface road in Chi, that is your biggest settlement in the township, and 40 kilometer in front of the town. and the Pearl of Inching stands at 18 kilometers off route and 8 kilometers in front of them. And there are no traffic roads in villages, but according to cases about 7 villages. The municipality has a road maintenance plan, but there is no funding to be spent. So we'll be requesting some more funding from when we prepare on this budget for project 80. Housing, there are 1,000 housing units approved in the following villages, that is beginning to operation. 492 housing units were completed and handed over to the beneficiary. And the housing project in Tetra could not commence due to the problematic conditions in the area. And the Department of Provincial, the Provincial Department responsible for human settlement, has appointed a specialist to address the matter. An application has been made for the township establishment to address children for housing backlog. The inter-slow process of approval of housing subsidy application and the net has been brought to the relevant department, that is Tertiary Mental Health. And then slide number 18, your LED, Local Economic Development. The municipality has an approved LED strategy that is aligned to the district growth and development strategy. We did not budget for any big projects in the current financial year due to the reason that according to the budgetary constraints. Then good governance and public participation. There is an approved council schedule in place. The 2009-10 annual report was adopted in this year by council. And it is certified before the newly appointed MPEC. Last week we established the MPEC and it will be considered in the report. The public participation schedule for 2012 has been adopted. That means your IDP and budget timeline. The IDP and budget was adopted and approved by council, that is your 2012. Six work committees have been established and trained. But I must emphasize that six work committees, because we have six work in Kalikasa. Portfolio work has been established and are functional. That's the gist your government has been and finance, infrastructure, public delivery, economic development and investment promotion, traffic transport and regional services, support and culture, education, and library services, and the last one, community services, health and transversal issues. Financial viability. The Center of Local Municipalities is without doubt not financially stable, so it's sustainable. The operating income can potentially increase when there's proper building and limited regional electricity and water by introducing proper income. Credit control measures will be in place for non-payment of services in the 11 and 12 financial year. I will give an example. A specific goal of the key performance area is to ensure that the 11 and 12 financial budget is expected to be limited due to the parameters of the approved budget. Following are some of the findings from the agency report, we decided to include that. But the municipality is currently not in going concern. That not all internal controls are in place. Non-compliance with relevant legislation. Your government issues that relates to your policies needs to be reviewed and not possible to develop new ones. Then asset register are not in place. Then supply chain management not fully functional. And the next step will be to develop an action plan for us to be able to attend all these issues. Then revenue collection, your 10-11. The total bills giving the 42 million, 203, each one 5.57, and the middle column is the 2006, and the last one is the collection rate, actual percentage. Then in 2017, we said 2011 was 58.98%. And for the current financial year, that is your 11 and 12, during the first quarter, meaning from your July, August, September, that's our collection rate, and it stands at 66.92%. And then our revenue projections. We stated that the sources of revenue and the total projected operating income at 150 million, 328, we just removed the 1 euro. 150 million, 328,800. Slide number 19, operating income. That is your 11 and 12. I'll just give the total operating income. The 11 and 12 budget, that was 91 million and 20,800. And the last column was the extra 105 million, 351,863. And slide number 20. That's the operating expenditure. I'll just give there the overall total at the bottom. The budget total operating expenditure is 2,589,548,544, and the actual was 95,333,363. And slide number 21, the projection is that your operating expenditure, 11 and 12, the total is given at the bottom, 114 million, 26408. I'm not sure that I'm going quicker. And then 22, conditional grant. Expenditure, that is the current status, 11 and 12. These are all the expenditures, and the total is 3,153,500. We tried everything possible to bring that to your essential with regard to 2025. Then conditional grant, 11 and 12 allocation, FMG, MSIG, and MIG. These are all the amount received. So the allocation received and the expenditure. Then slide number 24, conditional grant. That's going back 1 year, that 2010-11. That's all the grants given. The allocation, the second column, then the fees and the expenditure. It's, you know, the figure. Then the cash flow position. We've categorized that in terms of our reserve. That is the investment account. That includes the grant from the Department of Local Government and the interest. So we are saying in our investment account that 3.6 million. And the point B, that is your spiral savings account, and we have for 1.6. And then the main account document is 0.6. That is the total that we are using. The 21st of November 2011, that was 1.9 million. Slide number 26, data according to customer category and risk analysis, and also a report on debt and write-off policy. Now, the behavior is written that in terms of the corresponding public giving the description and also some examples under your HADA, and we can categorize that according to pages, days, 80 days, and 60, 90, and 100 days. And that's your page at 40 million, 548, 5,000. Slide 5, number 27, creditor state analysis and indicative whether whether the municipality complies with the 30 days for it. Is that your creditor state analysis? Outstanding creditors at the 30th of September was 29,335,630. And the major creditors among others include ESCOM, AG, DWARF, MINCA, and DBSA. And given the reason that the reason why we are not always paid is because it's due to budgetary constraints or negative cash flow. So we are able to discuss what we take today. And then issue of indigent condition register and the number of recipients thereof. The municipality has an indigent policy that was approved by council. So the policy was approved during the approval of the 11 and 12 budget in the ADP. The registration is taking place on an annual basis, that is in terms of our policy. And after the 30th of September, our number of registered beneficiaries was 1,544. And with regard to the 1,150, there are still some applications, there are still some patients that are still in, and the collective who are taking into that. And once we receive all the documents, those applications will be processed accordingly. The indigent registrations are taken on a daily basis. Then the last slide. We are saying you have acquired funds from the Department of Health Affairs. That was the last slide. Thanks, Honorable Member.
Thank you to Senator Stock. Any additions, Acting Mayor? None. Sir, I've got a huge, huge question regarding your presentation. On page 15, you say the municipality is without doubt not financially sustainable. But if you go to page 25, and my calculations are correct, you've got 9.1 million in bank accounts. You've got debtors of 40 million in owed to the municipality. If I go back to the report of the Auditor General we received in Potsdam, and that you have to answer today, because you told him what to show. We're going back to this report of the agency, and we're going to take the questions now to both municipalities and coming to Corinne. You will have to explain to the committee these bank accounts you have and your debt collection action plan. Because if you've got a debt collection action plan, it can solve part of your financial problems to get your money in that is owed to you. Identify those departments to this committee, provincial and national that owes you money. So that's where we can assist, as we've done with other provinces. And then acting mayor, that you address this commentary with regard to the AG's report on census dogs, where unauthorized expenditure was noted of 10.4 million, irregular expenditure of 28.2 million, and the last annual report tabled in council was in 2006. That was the report given by the Auditor General and lady, a good lady from that office, is present in this meeting. And then turning to the findings on page 2, that you addressed this committee regarding your action plan to deal with the findings on your municipality. Because Honorable Acting Mayor and the NM, this document must lay on your table next to your writing pad. And every day you have a look at this and see what am I doing to progress and go forward, doing things differently. That was the solution for Dikgatlong municipality, Bathri West. And I'm going back to that municipality as an example. And we can supply this document or submit it to the municipality to see how you do it, because it can be done. You may just be focused. It can be done. So that's with regard to center stop. To Chuaying, the same. Your responses, NM, although you are new in the job, you will have to get grip on this. The irregular expenditure of 20.2 million rand, referring to the report of the AG, and 1 million fruitless and wasted expenditure. And then all the issues listed on page 2, coming from the AG's report. I presume you had insight in this document from the Auditor General before coming to this meeting. Because as the Centre's God, we told you, for your municipality in Potchefstroom, this is what we want. What is your reply to this? What is your action plan? What are you going to do? Who's going to do it? What is the date of finalization? That's an action plan. Okay, we don't want fluffy documents. All the members, I'm going to take the questions. I'm just starting there on the blue. Anyone else? One of the Johnny? FFC? In that order. And please, municipalities, take note of the questions, write it down.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, on centers, I think that you have covered most of the things that I have marked. But on Swahili, Chairperson, you know, I really respect a person that is very honest. He has said twice that he's 26 days in this post. And he is pleading with the committee to give in chance and time to correct the situation, given time you will be intended that the municipality financial problems around. And I personally want to agree that we must give him time and maybe in our next visit, go to Swahili and go and look at what they have done. That is my honor. I don't have questions for him and for that municipality now. Thank you, sir.
John Mugrum on the leaf.
John, she sent us though. the Fund 19 details the King Devon budget and actual operating income. I just need clarity on a couple of things. I don't know, total for services charged, only 33,000. And yet, license and procurement was 61.8 million. I'm wondering whether there's not an error in somewhere in here. This doesn't make sense because on the next slide, you know, there are bulk purchases of 22 million. But your services charges are only 33,000. So I think there's some sort of errors here in labels, perhaps. I hope the figures aren't inaccurate. And the slide is up on the screen as we speak. You highlighted the question of the amount sitting in the bank account. I would then just need to add to that. The main bank account, as of 21st of 11, 2011, has exactly 1.9 million earned. And that just doesn't make sense. Now, I've never seen a bank account except an investment account. But even there, when interest is added, you get rands and cents. But a main account, I assume, is a check account. And so, I assume this must be a rounded up or down figure and not the actual figure that's in the bank. And I'm not sure why that's been done if the other accounts have got the rand and cents shifted. I assume the millions and Department of Government accounts are just investment accounts and their interest is accrued as well. But I'm a comparison.
Obama,
thank you, Chairperson. Where you have written the book, okay, where you have written strategic points that were advertised, that is, you have mentioned them, and you have finally about the date of advertising, shortlisting, interviewing and appointing. Can you tell us where? Because there are three strategic posts. You don't want to see you taking time like this. Let us go to Standard Door. There is 81 posts there which are vacant. Oh, hold on. First of all, when did you compile this document? Is it before the 10th or after the 10th? Why I'm asking this question is the following. You are saying, well, in the process, the word I hate process. We are in the process of filling vacancies with our top management level. The position of the management was filled, or that one was appointed. Then you came here on the bullet number 1, 2, 3, 2. The vacant post of manager directly accountable to the management were also advertised. And the closing date is the 14th. October. Okay? Then, shortlisting and interview panel on the 10th of November. That is why I asked this document before the 10th or after the 10th. Then, finalizing of the selection and recruitment. As soon as possible. What do you mean as soon as possible? So far as too late. It doesn't talk anything. Tell us. That indicates to us that you don't have an action plan of what you are doing. So what is the question? Thank you, Chairperson.
Honourable Carney.
Thank you.
I take note that the LM is wrong, but that should not be excuse for not giving me education. I don't agree with one of the MM of Sanders of is also too important, and so is the MM of Sanders. So, because they, the municipality was there with the permit when they arrived. So it can't be that because they are new, then we should be in an alarm. The point is important. You can see the PowerPoint presentation. One would expect that there was a detailed report where you can always say, what is it that? The MNC chasing in some of it. This has been done, this has been done, this is what we are doing. But what left is the how part. We don't even know as to whether you are on the right track in terms of what you are doing. Except that we know that you are doing something. But we can't say you are on the right track to help. That's the problem. You might be new, but there were people who were there that found that particular office. The mayor in 5 months was very positive and came up with an excuse as well there. Now this excuse, I mean, we can't operate like that. Otherwise, if you are to do that, you must as well be independent of, well, because you are new and you have attempted, let us not interrogate or do this, we'll rather visit you. That one, I don't agree. But this is the situation. On Swahili, I noted that despite that challenge that they have reported very thin, particularly when it comes to financial, but I see that under your data, government owes you 24 million. This is the biggest fee I've ever seen in all municipalities. Only the highest from government is 4 million and 2, but this one is 24. And bill is 36. Except that there is something that the municipality is doing, can we be told what is it that you are doing then to address this particular challenge? And with regard to government, perhaps for us to be able to assist, it is important that we get a breakdown with it. For properties and these departments are the main countries because sometimes it's not always public works, as we always said. You find that it includes all other departments. But what they owe you is almost half of what they get for devolution of property grant as a problem. So there's a serious problem here, if that's here correctly. But I'm interested to know the breakdown as well as what is it that the council or the municipality is doing to address this particular challenge. Because you can see that it is now increasing and increasing. With regard to the meat grant, I want to know if there's been any rollover, if I need that. Rollover request for the money expended there. Or what is the situation with regard to the new allocation? And and I would also want to, if you could share with us, what is the situation with regard to your CFO? Because during our previous intervention, there was also a problem with the CFO in that particular municipality. As to whether the issue of the CFO has been addressed and what is the situation like. Because only the mayor and the MN here. Now, yeah, as for you, everything.
Feldenson. Said that perhaps if the team can take us into confidence and share with us as to what is the reason for the frustration of the mayor, because he don't want to rely on media on this, because it's all over the media this past week. So we need to have to be enlightened as to what is actually the situation. Otherwise we might find the same situation like my party here. Then when we come to your financial performance, and we've got issues also from the previous interaction in Henderson. At that time the mayor reported there was a challenge with regards to a contract which runs into middle where somebody was appointed to collect money for municipality, but the person was taking 80% of what is collected and 80% being paid to the country. We even advised the AG that such a product can be done. We want to know what is the situation with regard to that. Also, there was an issue relating to another contractor who has been paid 900,000 per annum for 3 computers that are rented to the municipality. Those are the 2 things that I could still remember from the previous engagement with Senator Stop. We need to get what is the progress relating to that, as well as to the situation with your feet, with whatever kind. There was also a challenge with regard to the contract with Mr. Now, coming to the report, on page 24, the appendix of the report, to try to prevent that kind of a thing, and what are the challenges? and if you could also share, get the breakdown of Krishna, how much it also has come, Monte General, Glass, Inca, USA, all these things. And again, on history 5, that little portion, the portion that relates to this current financial year or the previous year, and still on page 25, I'm not sure whether the interest end here talks to the interest end as reflected on page 150,000 as interest end on those investments, but in another page I saw an interest of something like 3 million. FN, not total interest or euros I have spent it on external borrowing. 3.1 million, 3.2 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 million, 2.7 million. And then, but on that rate of investment, you find 170, and I'm not sure if it talks to the thing. And you see that with regard to other cases, that think the following day, it talks of total income expenses, external borrowing, 2.5. I mean, there is no consistency, total income expenses, external borrowing, 2.9. So I'm not sure which is a complete clarified. And on both sides, for the sake of consistency, I mean, better to know if this report that you are taking here were first tabled before your husband, or are that report that are known by this television site. I think this question was posed to my quality list, and I'm sure it's still relevant for you as well, both from this policy. That it should be the first one that you answer of all the questions. From me for now, Chair, that's it.
Thank you. I'll go on to the next one, Mr. Kumalo.
Thank you, Chairperson, let me first note that there's a trend that will unfold. Most recently in the Kingdom of God, we have interacted with the various mayors of the municipality the last time we met. And we got cooperation from them, most in particular the Mexican party as well as the other one, including the standard of mayor. They were quite open about the type of questions that they were in the administration. And to that extent, they were able to point out the wrongdoing that was taking place. But now, the trend is such that those who seem to be open to the committee become gradually sacrificed. And there are those within those municipalities who regard themselves as untouchable. And they become responsible for ensuring that the adverse report from these municipalities actually 78, the wrong topic. Which means in essence that they are responsible for hiding any wrong belief in the people. It was clear from the meeting that we had in Pakistan, from what the mayor said, that he suspected that action was being taken. And indeed, action was taken against him. But in a vote of no confidence in the mayor of Pakistan. Simply because you are bold enough to come forward and talk about the wrong thing that you are saying. Now, I'm saying, chairperson, the sooner we move in on this municipality and provide this forensic report to the police, the sooner, because the trend is that there's a move to hide what is happening. That is very good. And also the fact that there are other municipalities, when we came to them, they started spreading information in order to make sure that some of the reports do not happen. I think I want to concur with the Honorable Chan that the sooner we move on this particular issue, the better. I don't know if we are having our meeting next week, so that we can be able to take the decision. I don't have questions. I don't have questions.
Although, Mokshisi, you're right, the meeting will be next week. We are approaching the 30th of November, and the recommendations will be decided. That I can assure the committee of. The report will be circulated before that meeting to members to make their input straight to the Secretariat, and we will consider that report on the 30th of November, and as you said, zoom in on the specific municipality. Mr. Maro?
Chairperson, again, I think the question that I raised is regard to the municipality that they dealt with in the morning still applies that requires the treasurer intervention. And then, specifically with regard to the two municipalities represented now, one of the key issues that is coming out very clearly is that there's a problem around the infrastructure. And infrastructure backlog. But strangely enough, the spending on the infrastructure grant, the link, for example, is actually not that good. There's also, we just tried to back off the envelope of calculation here with regard to center of in terms of their spending on repairs and maintenance, it's about 4%, projected to increase to 5% in the coming year. Against a backdrop of the story that we have a problem with our budget, so I'm not sure whether the credibility of that. There's also a little bit of evidence of a lack of planning, because in the 1 year they overspent, and then in the next year, right now, they spent nothing on me. Mm. That's a problem. Now, I think generally the one comment that I want to make, which comes out of our submission for 2012, is that there's a problem with the fiscal, right, overall. And people would be aware that what is actually happening in the globe has got an impact on the South African economy. So the fact that we see growth in resources that are available for local government, and if you check over the MTF, the share of local government is actually increasing at a faster rate than the other two spheres of government. So, but that does not mean that we need to rely on the on revenue side for municipalities. Now, the trend, what we've been looking at the numbers, basically does indicate that as the grant has been growing, and this has been happening since around about 2006-07, as the transfer has been growing to local government, the share of own revenue has either been declining, or where it has been increasing, is increasing at a decreasing rate. And so the question that you must start asking, and which is why it was important that the area municipalities needed to respond in a more clear manner to what is happening with the indigent versus the total number of households on the collection side. It's important because if one is looking at the, most of these money are transferred on the basis of the poor people that you have. And so if you don't have an accurate or a close to accurate number of what the poor people actually in your municipality are, it's going to be very difficult to actually be able to motivate or increase transfers, especially looking at the spending patterns that are actually emerging. And everybody is saying, we can't do this because we don't have the money. And at the same time, at another level, everybody is being asked to reprioritize. So we must actually start thinking about how do we prioritize. And it's important that those general expenses, I think that's the number that one of these municipalities, general expenses will be the second highest expenditure item, I don't know. It actually must, what is in there? What is it that must be prioritized? Because in the other two spheres, we have managed to dismantle this concept of other or whatever. Let's get to the point and see when we say let's prioritize, and we find where the money is actually hiding, because it could be hiding there. That's my comment, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Kumalo. To Chwaiin, referring to your financial status report, your status, pages is not numbered, page 3. Looking at the expenditure column, extended public works, integrated methods, the electricity program grant, mental system improvement grant, etc. The zero expenditure is captured here. Why? And explain it to the committee, please. Then it's very clear that the two MMs are new in the job, but you've got homework every evening when you go home. Remember that. To get grip on what you are supposed to do in terms of Chapter 8 of the Municipal Finance Management Act. That is your directive. So you might be new in the position, but this document is telling you what to do. And the sooner you get grip on this, the better. Secondly, you will have a very short recess in December, January. Because you are new, and coming back to this book, you can only take a long recess if your desk is clean and you are up to date with everything you've got to do in terms of the Act, in terms of your appointment and your duty sheet. And that goes to every official working in whatever position in the government structure of the country. Because then you come to the ethics of how am I doing my work and my commitment. In service my people
Okay. That is the main point. Thank you, honourable members, for the question. National Treasury also noted the question. National and Provincial Treasury, that you also make your input. The two municipalities can respond, take your in, and then bring this up.
Thank you, Ambaru Kursata. Comment behind is by Sayyid Lemia Bloom. Nie dat e-mail verdedig, maar verdillike en redelike stand wat u geneem het. Ek sê dankie.
We haven't got transaction facilities arrangement yet, so I request you to address the committee in English, please.
So that we could send them back. Mr. Chair, I wish to thank Mr. Bloom for his indulgence, first of all. That some of these things are virtually and humanly impossible. Who could have done anything at the time these things occurred, particularly that even when you were in contact through, so I left, I was not yet appointed. But be that as it may, I don't want to make that an excuse. I have asked for an indulgence, I have asked to be given time. I am doing this job of an acting municipal manager on a temporary basis. I work 3 days in Delareyville and 2 days on my regular way as a legal advisor of the Department of Agriculture in Northwest. I am doing my best with the limited time that I have tested. And like I say, I'm not going to hide behind anything. I accept all the critics that came my way because they can only sharpen me and not demoralize me. And Chair, this has showed me that I can make it if I apply for this job. With this kind of a committee, I will hit the ground running. Thank you for the constructive criticism that you have leveled against me. I want to go to the money, to the amount in particular. From Mr. Kumar, the amount owed by government. This study was done by Ubutule. It's a consulting company. I know one Mr. Koti Vilagadi is heading this company and is doing a good job. Because when he went to see this government department, he sent a point as that I am going to serve letters of notice of to this department and mention them. I can vividly remember that one of them is Public Works, Northwest Development Corporation, Health Department, and I think Education. And I was asking me out of curiosity, what constitutes this amount? And you will find that there is electricity bearing on their property. The property belongs to the department. Whoever stays there is not our baby. We are looking at the owner of the property. And he mentioned them one by one to me like that. So, and I said that they have reached 24 million rand. And I have said, there has been a lackluster approach in the municipality not to take head on the debtor. Maybe because of fear or because of favor, I don't know. But these things were not done. These debts were left for a long time to be at the state where they are now. They are not new debts. I am going to come to a rollover. There was a question on a rollover thing that Reverend Fox is here. Many years ago. SCCTA. I approached Mr. Fox. We were in Cook Lady Marketing. So then Mr. Fox, I was about 4 days old in the municipality. I said to him, I have a problem that there is this meat fund which rollover was applied for and which was declined. And in the meantime, I have already advertised those projects that were to be covered by this meat fund. My fear is people, the advert went, the stretch, there were applications brought in, there were deadlines and so on. If at this stage I'm going to tell these people that no, the rollover has failed, we could not get back the money, it is another litigation against the municipality that you have raised legitimate expectations with us. We have applied for this. Now you are telling this. It appears now it's from the frying pan into the fire. I have asked this Honorable House to sympathetically look at our case. There were a number of bank accounts mentioned, also by Mr. Montgomery. But why of the tax? Why so many bank accounts? When money comes into municipality, it is my experience within the 26 days that when an amount comes, it is not even read or classified as to which fund does it go to. It is used for the next purpose that has been pending. Something is being paid out of that money. Even I learned meat funds were used for salaries in the past. And I said to them, but I'm busy reading this document. It is not right to do this. I said that you find that there is debt collection of water, of electricity. That money is taken to go and pay something else because money was taken from that account. Now it must be reinvested. The account must be reinvested to pay that. Like a person using his own pocket money. This is the style that I find there. And you must tell me, honorable member, if you cannot reason with me when I say I want to try my best to turn this situation around. I told the mayor that I'm prepared to sacrifice my comfortable zone where I'm working just to come and assist this municipality, even if it meant paying me half of what I earn. I am eager to help this municipality. I am present. Debt collection. Last night, like I said, we got calls of people whose electricity was cut. Please, MM, I've got a new name, they call me MM. Please, MM, please, can you reinstate? And I said, go and pay reconnection fee, I will talk to the technical director. And the man paid 20,000 rand reconnection fee last night, and the light went on. This is my starting point of debt recovery. We have issued letters of 7 days, and it's no threat that we will go to court with whoever, because we have record of you not paying. You have been a consumer but not paying your dues. We have also discovered that there is about 30% of people who are consumers in our municipality, but who are not captured on the database. They consume free of charge. That means those are the efforts that we have started now when we uncover this thing. But where are these people? Where are their names? Because we know, we see the house here, it is connected. Where is he on the database? The names are not appearing. Irregular expenditure of 20 million. I wish this needs really divine intervention. I wish I was there so that I could tell the people that it is so and so who did this. But I was not there. And it is no excuse. We will investigate. For me, I don't have an auditor's report, the report you are referring to. I have been asking for it since I came in.
I'll give you one before we leave this afternoon.
Please, I need that. It depends, Mr. Magubela said, but you found officials there. It is not like you just found buildings and nobody was there, the mayor was there, whatever. I still regard the mayor as a politician, and I don't want political interference in my administration. If I start asking mayor about documents, I'm opening up a plethora, a can of worms that I cannot stop in future. I ask officials, but what type of officials are you dealing with? Are they aligned? There are politics in Northwest. We know them. We know the politics and we stay there. We know who is who and who is aligned to who. And you ask me about a document from an aligned official, I will take a month or three to get that document. But you don't start off by fighting. Just playing low. The time will strike. I'm about to finish the book. Strategic post advertise. Some of them ask for dates, advertise the dates of interviews and the like. I have them. Because they were done by me. I have. The PMU and Communications Unit have been advertised and closed for advertisement. It's only to set up a date for the interviews. Corporate Services Director, on Monday, 2 o'clock, the 21st of November, there was a sitting for shortlisting. People have been shortlisted and already at date, the 29th of November, the interview is proceeding on the 29th of November. I think those municipal manager, the advert is out, it closes on Friday, the 25th, the Friday. Mayor Matanya, please. The amount, there are government, business, households, like the present case. Yes, the government, I mentioned the departments that are indebted to us. Yes, the business people phoned me yesterday. The households we know, other than those that I say a 30% are not on the database, and we cannot continue with this because I want those households registered. It cannot take us the whole of November to trace which house is not on our database, because we simply cut and the person will come. You cut the service, the person will come and register. And that is how we do it. I think I must pause there and give my mayor if you have anything to add. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Honorable Mayor.
Thank you very much, sir.
I'll talk to the issue of the CFO. The case is sitting on the 29th of November. I think it will be the final day. As I explained previously, that the condition of the CFO actually was as a result of underlying. The case of the municipal manager was completed. That's not the case that we have advertised. I will end by saying there were some political problems and a lot of interference. Even issues of the organogram, there were a lot of confusion. But for now, I hope we are going somewhere. Because the SPMM, actually was seconded from the Department of Agriculture. So we are moving, actually, the municipality is going down, and we hope maybe when you visit Twain next year, there will be a lot of improvement. On whether the document is a document of consent, the document was completed on Monday, and yesterday, as we believe, there was consent. That was sitting when we were on our way to here. And the document matter went through there, because in the caucus and in the ex-committee, the document was resolved to be a document of content. Thank you very much.
Are you done? To the municipal manager, thank you for telling this committee that you are committed to do your work thoroughly. Thank you for that. Senator Dog? Mbogunda, you want to ask a question on them? Yes, no, please, let me listen to Senator Dog.
Honorable Chair, I would give to Mr. Shukri to respond to another question.
Thank you,
to install meters both electricity and water meters in the entire service of local municipalities. Now, explaining that the concept that relates to the contextual implications of this particular agreement is as follows. Longwe Rasote was appointed by the municipality, still before even the government of the municipality, and part of the contractual stipulation was that Longwe Rasote will not collect on the debt as collected by the municipality during the year. For example, the municipality has been collecting approximately 65% from the 2 months, and Northern Associates will not collect on the normal tax that the municipality is collecting. But on the remainder of the 100% of the collection that is going to be made by Northern Associates, there comes the issue of 80%. 80% is a fact that Northern Associates will collect on the remaining 65% loss that has been incurred by the municipality as a result of the non-availability of infrastructure meters. On the 25, then Northern Associates will get 80% and the municipality will get 20%. I reiterate that that is going to apply to the normal collection rate that the municipality has been having, meaning that all accounts that are 90% plus, then Northern Associates will collect, and from the collection, Northern Associates will get 80% and the municipality will get 20%. From the 80% that Northern Associates will be collecting, Northern Associates will then purchase the meters for the entire service of local municipality for a period of 5 years. Northern Associates, from the 80% collected, will then pay for the cost of the installation of the infrastructure, and upon the expiry of the contract between the municipality and Northern Associates, the infrastructure shall be the property of the municipality. Now, they have also, among the agreement that was reached between the Northern Association and the municipality, was that they will also do the collection, as I have already indicated. They have started doing the collection, but the collection will only include once those meters have been installed in all the households in the Northern Association of the municipality. There was supposed to have been the discussion of the project in terms of installation, they have already got the infrastructure. Including the smart meters that has been installed in all households in the federal government policy. But those who don't have any job, there are some problems in relation to people who are supposed to be employed by Northern Associates to install this particular meter. We have, however, been in contact with the mayor and the municipal manager in relation to fast track the immediate installation of this particular meter. We have informed the mayor and the informant have been informed that the Northern Associates have the infrastructure at the municipality in the municipality storage to the tune of 5.5 million that has been stopped. The thinking is that once it was has been made, that collection for the payment for services shall then be in charge and improved as a result of the fact that the municipality is experiencing the adoption of the collection on water and electricity. The reason why the municipality will collect now is not because of the fact that there were no plans in place, but because there were no meters. Because water meters were old and came and could not, the municipality could not reach the exact consumption of water. When it comes to electricity, about 95% of the inhabitants of Senegal have bridge electricity. In bridge electricity, the municipality has a plan in place to cut the electricity, and they then connect on the post without connection on the post. That's where the major losses are. Now the reasons ESCOM will also there in and will also agree with the municipality there. Now the reasons why ESCOM account is so huge. That's a result of the fact that the municipality pays more than what the consumers pay the municipality for, they can consume their electricity. We have with the help of also the Associates tried to in what we have collected from the existing consumption, bring present particular money and make the arrangement with the platform to channel all the money that has been received through collection of the existing consumption to be paid to the platform. And I'm given that this is the platform, but I think that I don't know if you're talking about that, which is the argument that the project has reached the platform to pay on the current account and on the other account. The anything yet, but there has been a meeting together with the Department of Finance Commission level, where I presented the three issues between council and ESCOM being taken to our the other issue that relates to unauthorized in the next commission. One has found out that the reasoning also this is attached to the energy topic. And the reason for this particular reason of expenditure mainly lies with the unskilled and untrained personnel in the supply chain the three workers that have been appointed by the municipality do not have the requisite expertise and knowledge and qualification for them to be performing the functions of the supply chain we have also found out that there has not been training given to those particular three personnel who work in the supply chain management business, and that the AGS meeting process, most of this unauthorized and irregular relates to the non compliance with the supply chain management process in the supply chain. That in most instances, the result for illegal and unauthorized expenditure relates to the non-submission of the three conditions that are accepted by SFI by the population management and also looking for other principles that relate to that. The agreement between the management and the council was that because there has been a reviewed organogram and post regulatory bias of should have been qualified to command the supply chain management, that has to be done with the necessary speed. Secondly, that there has to be the necessary training given to the three persons who are occupying the supply management unit in order for us to address this particular the issue that relates to vacant votes, I want to say that the element that indicated to Mr. Foley. We have started energy to fill critical vacant posts, especially for management posts. The subject has written in four manager, and there are plenty of advertised for the remaining senior positions of manager to put into in four manager. The reason why this was not successful at the time was for us to have the informed manager appointed, and then the informed manager, together with council, then appoint managers reporting to the informed manager. That has been done because the panel has been set and processes have been put in place to fast track the process of each of the appointment of managers. The level of professional, the mayor actually has been made aware of the working with that. And I have also dealt with the issue that relates to the conduct of Munda Lapolitan. There have been some issues related to this particular contract. There has been some political dissatisfaction in council in relation to some of the situations of the contract between the Uganda and the Palestinians. The problem here is the contract was entered into, the process of procurement was done in accordance with the law, and it was going to be highly expensive for the municipality without any cost deciding to cancel the contract between Uganda and the Palestinians. One might say that some of the stipulations or some of the aspects, the terms of agreement between you and others might be sort of unfair to the municipality. But as I indicated, that the contract, a legally binding contract, was entered into between you and others and the municipality after the process, according to what I checked upon my arrival at the municipality, that situation. But one other aspect of the municipality not this it should explain that it does not, the contract between one and two does not say that from the money, the overall money collected by Nungu and Associates, 80% shall then be given to Nungu and 20% to the municipality. I explain it again. From the normal collection rate of the municipality, Nungu does not take any stake from there. For example, there's an agreement between ourselves and Nungu and Associates that we have been collecting 55% normally without the assistance of Nungu from our own consumers. Therefore, the contract says from the 65%, 35% loss of importance being carried, Nungu will collect the 35%, therefore, 35%, Nungu will take 80% And when the 80% was touching, the investment has now been installed in all of the households in the Senate program municipality. As for the rental, the rental for computers is for Africa and other loans of the municipality. The rented computers, this was a contract that was into by the then install manager and the company, and this particular computer and other furniture was released from this particular company. The company took the municipality to court. We then entered an agreement with this particular company that because there was a legally binding contract, and this particular provider provided services to the municipality, there was no way that the municipality can approve that contract agreement. We have entered an agreement with them on how to pay for on a monthly installment to the service provider until the debt is paid off and the contract life comes to an end, and the municipality will not renew the contract that leaves between the service provider and the municipality. As of now, an agreement is being reached for us to pay on an installment on a monthly installment basis to get until the end of the until the expiry of the contract. Fleet Africa, it relates to the fleet that the municipality rented through this contract. From the service provider, Fleet Africa. What occurred here was the municipality sold all its service vehicles and all other vehicles, and it released all service vehicles to now perform Fleet Africa. It was a very rich monthly expense for the municipality, and as a result, the municipality could not pay on a monthly basis as per the Fleet Africa then cancelled the lease agreement because the municipality could not pay as per agreement, and they then removed the vehicles. Both service delivery vehicles and vehicles that were also given to characterize an official at the time. Meaning that from that particular fleet, that agreement, because the vehicles, service delivery vehicles, vehicles for the municipality, officials also existing, plus characterized also in the fleet. Now what we have done also here was to negotiate with Fleet for Africa to see to it that all those other contracts that have come to an end between the municipality and council, all those vehicles should be removed, should be taken back. That is now not only things maybe Fleet Africa removed all seven delivery vehicles. So seven delivery vehicles that were colloquially stressed out were then taken away. Only vehicles that were for other councillors and officials then remained with them. And the municipality, together with those people, then continued to be in an agreement with them that they were to the Africa. We have recently had an agreement with them that we are now getting to the end of this, of the contract between ourselves and them, and we are terminating the particular contract, and the municipality is negotiating the termination fee. It's the termination fee to this particular between the municipality and the Africa. As a response to that, the municipality room, I say, and we managed to purchase concept truck and also tipper truck and also a front loader. This is that this is mobile, has not been absorbed before, but that the municipality is now taking that particular function through their own. The breakdown of things that I think the MMO is that to that. In relation to the Peter Oshoma, I'm saying that the overexpenditure on the new project is also true that the different barrels in most instances in quality pays from Peter Oshoma. As a result, that there is the counterfunding. And when there is counterfunding, the municipality, because of the poor collection rate they have at the moment, then in the particularized, the Peter Oshoma to counterfund the project. I think I'll call there, and maybe if I've watched some of the things, the MM and the SP Mayor might remind me so that I can maybe talk to the
Treasury and all AC, you took part of that. Mayor.
Hello, Chair. I'll give to Mr. Makade to continue, then I'll answer. Thank you.
honorable members, we're not going to have a formal coffee tea break. There's coffee outside in the foyer. You can take your cup and come back. You may proceed, Mr. Manager, Mr. Gum, Alderman Gum. Thank you for that report on the coffee table. M.M., will you proceed, please?
Thank you, Chair. Like I indicated, I'm also going to be honest that I'm only having 15 days in office. I'm going to try everything possible to answer the question. Yes, Senator. With regard to creditor chair, like you correctly indicated, we did not provide the breakdown. The information will be given depending on the time frame that chair can give us, because information must be available in the month. So we'll get a breakdown on the creditor. Then also with regard to the issue of the interest, because Chair, maybe just to also bring the picture, the CFO is an acting CFO, and the bulk of the information that I got, my first week in office, the acting CFO was on leave, and there was another acting CFO. So you would understand the situation. Then with regard to us, whether the report is a product of the council councillor or the Senate of Local Municipality councillor. We've improved on the report that was tabled in Portugal. So we did not start everything from scratch. So the administrative component or directors who were there were taken on board, and we found that with the media and the week the chief in the municipality. So it did not serve before cancer. Then the issue of understanding is because it's mostly happening during 10-11, I would say it's best practice, and the next time you visit a municipality, I think have tell you that I'm not encouraging that. Let me say it will not be happening in starting from the 8th of November. And because the other thing that I checked with regard to overspending was that the municipality, with regard to your approved budget related policy, the municipality does not even have an approved policy on the farm. So it's one of the policies that we need to look into. Then, Chair, with regard to your cash flow, you on page 25. Let me just quickly go to that slide. Yes, like you correctly said, the figure is 8.6 with the rent, but here it's broken down. You get your milk and grant from Department of Local Government and interest. So the need and lookout is conditional grant. So the reason why we said in another slide that financially we are not that good is that the MIC and the grant fund are in place. They are not utilized for other expenditures in the municipality. Like we are not using our MIC grant and other grants for salary. So that is like the former MMS has indicated, the collection rate is a bit low, and there are some measures that we are putting in place to improve the situation. So I just wanted to balance that. With regard to vacancies, I think we were looking at between the 15th of December and 1 January, I think by the 1st of January, when we start next year, we must be having the Section 57 in place, because we want to follow all due processes. Shortlist people, they must go through screening, vetting, because these are senior positions, so that we make sure that we appoint the right people for the right positions with the right qualifications and experience. Then we can let the suspension of the mayor. I think the mayor, the like the acting mayor has indicated, the committee, the meeting that suspended the mayor was in committee. And there is an investigation that is taking place, and so the matter is subject. Thank you, Shaykh. That's all that I can ask.
Honorable Bloom, Honorable Gunda.
Chairperson, you know what is subject? Why are you not telling us? Why is the mayor suspended? You know, both of you know. So, what is that why? That's really the one why.
Honorable Gunda, remember. And Honorable Charlie. Mr. Gunda.
Lord Chair, I want them to finish. I've got something else here. I'm also playing my answers now. I want them to finish because I've got serious things that I've been in that program. Thank you, Chair. Chair, there was a question on the hall over that is not being responded to, and the question on the interest end. Not can catch the MM right. But say, perhaps maybe we need to request that this municipality should also favor us as they submit a breakdown on the agreement. Give us a copy of this agreement with this what? New something. That 80-20 because even the AG was very critical about that particular argument, that it runs into millions of rand. And much as the outgoing MM wants to, or sounds like he wants to justify it, I don't see any justification. Because, for example, in terms of your report here, one can pick up the problems with your team and collection already. Now, what is the makeup of this 65% that we are able to? And what is the makeup of that 35% that they are? Because if you are saying 90% of your meters in that area are non-functional and people have breached, and then you are saying from the 35% this one collecting, we must then buy those new machines and feed. It is likely to then flow into the 65% that you're talking about. There's no way that it will escape. Because already 90% of the 65% is affected. And therefore, if that consultant is contracted to buy this machine, it won't be only for the 35%, it will be for everybody in that area. And at the end of the day, it's going to tap into what you are collecting. And getting 80% and giving municipality 20%, that contracting service is like, it is the municipality and you are the contracting. That's my interpretation of that particular contract. First, you need to be given a copy of that by Monday, so that when we reflect and make decisions, our decisions are sound and well informed. But I don't buy that explanation at all. And that is a total rip-off. And there should be grounds to nullify such a contract. Because we are talking state money here, not individual money. And the state will have to intervene if it is in this particular fashion. It's the same like with this fleet. You see, we are told that they themselves terminated the contract, but then there was subsequent engagement by the municipality itself to get certain aspects of that particular agreement running. But later again, once again to find the thing out of that particular contract. These contracts here are the ones that have been bedeviled in that particular municipality. The previous MM, this is a new one. Because when we were there the other time, it was another guy who was from Cape Town here, who gave us information. That was last year. Then when we were there in this room, I can't remember it was the thing that remember. The mayor was doing the presentation. So you see, every now and then there's a new MM. There's a high turnover of MMs in that particular municipality. If you look at that cash flow position of the municipality and look into how much their salary being per month, you take out all that 8 million of the units, you can see that municipality can cut in terms of their cash flow every month. I don't know how to survive. Really, I'm struggling to understand how it's about. But there are some serious challenges, and some of these challenges are created by some of these contracts. The contract is this guy of the computer. I'm not sure how going and if you were just afraid to take that contract at court. Because signing a legally binding contract and providing tools that are not useful are two separate things. We were told, I have not used that one before, but we were told that for 900,000 that were paid per annum is actually for three computers. And the AD told us those computers are useless tools. You can't do anything that even my child, who's doing grade 5, would not find anything interesting to use those things. But if those people take you to court, you ship them out. I really don't understand. And these contracts are the ones that are missing that money to understand that it is as bankrupt as it's paid as there. You see? I think here, for the benefit of the new MM, we should be very critical and brutal with the truth in terms of exposing some of the things. So that he's quite aware of what he's up to. And next time we don't get excuses that look, I was not aware that I'm getting myself into a very difficult situation. But the reality is that the teacher is saying that that municipality is in crisis. And this is being said by the AG a month ago over and over. And some of these contracts run into millions of them. So there's no justification really. Hence I'm saying that we need to get some of this particular contract. As members, we satisfy ourselves, and because we have also invited them, the minister of COPSA, that as we engage with them, we also give them copies of this contract for their intervention. Because this municipality will have to be free from all this funding contracts, so that it can be financially viable and begin. And one thing, perhaps, I don't know. I was hoping that it would be indicated the interventions, because most of the interventions in this particular municipality are from the district. The trust, the everything, versus whatever, most the district play a major role, much as it's not being reported, but that is the reality. We know because we read about this thing and they are reported also. So, really, there's no improvement in this municipality since last year. In fact, they are regressing. It's one reality. And unless something drastic happens, I don't see even the new MM turning things around in this one. Because he's the first guy now in a period of 14 months. He's the first MM. Yeah, we were there last year, we were there this year. This is the third end. So, maybe the next visit will be told that he is also suspended. We don't know. But the situation is very bad in this municipality. There's no telling why even the mayor is suspended after. Because the mayor also gave an indication as the honorable minister that I'm afraid I might be suspended out of this. And it happened exactly the same way. So, that's my comment here, but can I get...
Well,
answer to those questions which were not responded to.
Thank you, Honorable Johnny. I want to refer the municipal manager to the ABC report we received in Potsdam. Are you familiar with this report? Yes or no?
Chair, during the last 2 weeks, I have been attending the meetings of the GHLC that I'm
in. On page 2 in the overview, and I read to you to put that on the record because you must respond to that, and the information requested we want before the end of business on Friday afternoon, because this report will be compiled over the weekend and circulated to members on Monday morning. We haven't got time on our side to finish off our work before the 7th of December. And the last plenary is the 6th of December when we want to table this in the house. So I'm giving you the time frame to go back and do the homework. The financial situation of the municipality could be attributed to, but not limited to, lease agreements entered into where the value of the goods were less than 3% of the amount paid for the leases. These leases resulted in payment of up to 7 million rand a year over 5 years. No procurement processes were followed in obtaining this equipment. That's how serious it is. Are you telling us it's not financial viable, etc.? The point is, you will have to zoom into this and forward to this committee your report on the process you are following. But not only that specific point, all the points mentioned here by the auditor general, and there's a good lady sitting there dealing with them to talk. You can make an appointment before you leave Cape Town today to get into this. Also with National Provincial Treasury. Because it's quite disturbing that after 14 months, the AG tells us there's a regression. After 14 months. So someone didn't do his or her work. Twins and club. That's the short and sweet of it. And we can't go on like this. Because we're suffering, the people out there suffering. That's the implication of the actions people take and decisions they take or don't take. That's what results of that. And the councillors present, you are accountable in terms of your oversight over the administration, in terms of your oversight of performance in service delivery of that specific municipality that you are representing on behalf of the people. Whether you are a ward councillor or a PR councillor, doesn't matter. You've got the responsibility in terms of the constitution of this country. And the day you were inaugurated, you said, "Sir, help me God." Go back to what you said that day. You made a commitment. Are there any other follow-up questions? Taking from this side, on the Bloom. On the Kunda. In that order.
Thank you, sir. I would like to make an appeal. Will you come with all this information made sure, since we have copies of all those contracts, because there will be someone's signature, because this is a very serious matter.
Thank you. On Bloom.
Chairperson, my question on the mail is not yet answered. You see, why does this type of contract and error?
Sorry?
Yeah. So this problem in this municipality is exactly what anyone said. People are eating and running, eating and running, eating and running, eating and running, eat and run. We must call this municipality eat and run.
I must intervene here. I'm not trying to say eat and run or eat and run. Just to put the score straight. On the Gunda?
Yeah. Okay, thank you. I've been listening for a while and I'm sitting in and I've read through the document of this municipality. It is just shocking change that you can listen to a report and you read and the people go just a minus, 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 but the people are getting telling. I would like to make a comment here, and I know this committee, I know the chairperson of this committee and the association chairperson. I would like to say to all these ministers, the Senator, the Chuaying one, and I've been to the MM, who are so honest about what. There's one question that they must answer to this committee is, how honest are they? How honest are these people who are responsible in working with taxpayers' money? Chair, when I listened to this previous informer and saying about the water meters and all that, I was asking myself a question, how can you come and report to a committee about water meters that is owned? What have you done while you were there? What have you done? And it is your responsibility. To see to it that the municipality must be financially viable, it is your responsibility to see to it that they must be still delivered to the people. What has you done? And say, this MM and this mayor, this one must so hide behind political decisions, it is the speaker, it is the chief, it is not even what the thing says. They've been appointed, they are employed, they are employed as workers, as officials, and then need to see to it that the money of the taxpayers has been used properly. It is shocking change that we hear that you can plan, you've got an LED strategic plan, but you don't have money to implement the plan. How do you plan without the budget? It's the first A and B things, Chair, and this is my biggest concern about this. This means, as I listen here, Chair, the people are saying, no, this is the problem, it's going to fix. They're not going to fix it, Chair, unless this committee takes these people really to task. Because I honestly, Chair, and I'm saying to you, and I plead with you, Chair, that this official of all the municipalities who are busy with irregular expenditure, unauthorized expenditure, all those things, Chair. And it's something that Honorable Kana was saying. In 14 months, there were 3 MMs in one municipality. It's quite disturbing. So, and I believe, Chair, that there's something in this book that made, I was asking again, our Honorable Gagnon Bitu. How does this people earn their salaries if there is no service? Are these people proud of earning salaries? And they are earning big salaries. And there is no service delivery. It's a big concern. There's no money in the municipality, but the municipality can afford to send 6 people here. There's no money in the municipality, but the people are getting salaries who are working there, but there's no service. So all I'm saying to the municipality, please don't take the people which you are supposed to serve for granted. Don't take the people for granted. Tomorrow the very same people will send them back on you. And you're going to say, the people are with you. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mugunda. Acting mayor, you have to respond to the question about the previous mayor. And then the information requested that we forward it out to us MM before the end of business Friday afternoon.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I said there is a detailed report, but I don't have with me yet. So if really you can allow me to submit it concerning the suspension of the mayor. One other thing, I will agree to the committee that one of the other things that we, as the new councillors of Veneto, really we have challenges, especially with the contractors. So I think also is also in our report that we explain what is going on there. Thank you, Honourable Chair.
Thank you. Any other follow-up questions? We may just look at our time. Honourable Makubela and Honourable Bloom.
Thank you, Chair President. Prompted by the comment from Honourable Gula, I'm going to give an example. There is a taxi coming, and that taxi has just kept side a few more people. And it will tell them that I'm having a wedding, I want to take this from the wedding. Can you do that? Why I'm saying this? One respecting the decision taken by that honourable office to take the former to guide these people. I wonder where will they go. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will wait for that people, but I can promise the presenters here when that report comes of the suspended mayor, it won't be nice. Because you see, we are asking now, very nice, they must give us a report. And they are diligent. But it's fine. I will wait for that report, and we will deal with that report. Why the Mr. Mayor is suspended?
The I will be we will be waiting for that report. And we want that report is already printed. It is available. So you can email it to us tomorrow morning. You're going back tonight to send this off? Tomorrow. But that's the first thing when you enter the building, you go straight to the office and email that document to Mr. Enter, the secretary of the committee. We will check on that. Respect the telephone numbers as well. And hold on, Mamela.
I have a direct question to the guy who's supposed to be heading over to the present discussion right now. Are you able to give us a comprehensive report of all your dealings during the time? Because that's when the trouble starts. You gave us a comprehensive report as to all the work you've done. Because the very thing of signing contracts with these guys who are now... Exactly. You are in the know as to how it started. And we are asking. Hopefully, we have the power to this matter, but because we want, you know, to give you a chance, do that for us as soon as possible.
Thank you, Uncle Mamela. Any other questions before we take the leading department to make their input on these two municipalities? Yes, sir.
No, President. I have said before that I was seconded to the I prepared a crucial report in relation to all the kind of work that I've done during the 6-7 months that I've been in the community. And all these quarters that I'm alluding to were entered into before I was seconded to the municipality. But I will indicate what I have found and both of these copies. Of all the problems. I have not entered into any agreement with whoever is in power since my interest in the party thereafter. But I've seen the because when I was talking about all the problems, and before my other was in the
Thank you very much. The Office of the Auditor General, our good lady, I know she must catch a flight back. I want to give you the first opportunity and then that's from provincial treasurer.
Thank you, Chief. I have nothing to add to this report. Just on the, on Swahili local municipality presentation, just for record purposes, there was a sentence that said that the 19th financial or annual report was late because they waited for the auditor's report. And that's not true because the financial statements were received late on the 19th of April and the audit report was issued on the 19th of July, 2011.
The municipality tells us in commenting they submitted on time, but the point is what did they submit on time and how credible is the information in the financial statements which they submitted on time according to them. The Auditor General informed us, Mr. Mbende, that the AGs in provinces are doing quarterly sessions with municipalities. I want to request that your quarterly report on specific as province be forwarded to this committee. And then to the provincial legislator, chairperson sitting there, that you also zoom into this because you are located within the province and on a quarterly basis can monitor and call the municipalities to the provincial legislator in a joint meeting of COCTA and finance dealing and maybe SCOPA with the municipalities. National Treasury?
Thanks, Chair. First on the budget for 2011-12, the budget was found not to be funded. As an example, the municipality has budgeted for a collection rate of 100%. Now, the municipality reported that has basically collected 50%. I want to know if an amendment in the budget will be done in January, because they overcommit themselves on a spending surplus of 40%. Secondly, in terms of the closure report that was given to us, page 2 is indicating that the municipality, the revenue was 112 million for 10-11 and the expenditure 114 million. So the trend of unauthorized expenditure continues with additional 1.4 million. So what plan of action is the municipality implementing to reduce that, basically the new municipal manager? In terms of Section 71, Quarter 1 report, it is a responsibility that the municipal manager and people find the report and confirm that it is credible. However, the current information was not submitted to us. Now, the figures that are presented by the municipality is as follows. They present for the first 3 months they collected 13.2 million and operating expenditure was 34.6 million. Therefore, a deficit of 21 million. The problem that we have is we heard that the collection rate is 60%. The fixed cost component in this municipality is 70%. Therefore, already 10% basically under the collection rate. And they continue to basically increase their commitment from creditors. Now, employee-related cost is a fixed cost. The assumption was that if the municipality is prudent in terms of financial management, it should have been 25% for the first 3 months. They spent 32% in the first 3 months. Therefore, this is a clear indication that there is no commitment to actually decrease or to ensure that they have effective financial management structures in place. In terms of unspent rollover requests, the request to National Treasury was for an amount of 13.3 million. The actual that was reported to us on page 3, if we look at the net expenditure, 17.4 million was received and the expenditure was 9.5 million, basically 7.8 million. A major difference of what was reported to National Treasury. Now, the acting municipal manager must take note. They must comply with the Division of Revenue Act. Therefore, immediately, this money will not be transferred. Can a municipality show any commitment that was made? And such letters was basically forwarded to the municipality. It's also concerned that the report mentioned government outstanding debt at 24 million, whereas the Section 71 report indicates an amount of 6 million. So there's a major variability. Every month these new figures being reported. It's new figures being reported here, and I've got a report in front of me. So I will request that firstly, these measures that must be put in place for an acting municipal manager. I don't heard it basically in the presentation that was made. That is a major concern. This is a single, we take note that it's a major problem. However, the certain things that must happen. Decrease expenditure to maximum income realized. It's not happening. When we look at Center Door, I think there was major improvement on the reporting cycle. So some of the officials, the reporting is correct. However, for the budget for 11-12, it was found that the budget was also not funded, and it was also based on a collection rate of 100%. Now the problem currently is it was reported that the collection rate is 66.92%, whereas the fixed cost component of the municipality is 63%. They basically have 3% to play with in terms of service delivery. Still, they also don't manage the fixed cost component effectively. I think this is one of the municipalities which figures that was submitted to us was very close to be credible. However, there is no plan of action, there is no strategy to turn around the financial position of the municipality. Clearly, when the presentation was made, the municipality doesn't know what is the fixed cost component, what is the variable cost component. And I think with the appointment of the new acting municipal manager, that is the first process that was basically involved. Thank you.
Thank you for National Treasury. Provincial Treasury, and after that, I will make the remark.
Thank you, Chair. With regards to, I'll just touch on this ESCOM debt. We did, through the NDC for Finance, assisted municipalities, three municipalities. One of them was Fender Block, the other one was Twain. There was an agreement, and that agreement was very, very lenient. ESCOM was very lenient, and the terms were quite affordable. Swahili, I think we have to commend them because they have stuck to the agreement, and they have paid the outstanding debt. But all ESCOM was doing was that they have got to pay. Get an agreement that they're going to pay the old arrears and at the same time pay the current account. But with Fender's Dock, I've got a concern. Concerns we find that those agreements, for which the department has also written, they have not paid even a cent, according to our record. And the NEC, I think it was a week ago, did engage the ministry of that for that. When we monitor, we found that we are not paid. Now that is a very, very, very serious concern because maybe next time, you must remember that ESCOM was just about to switch off the light. And they said, if we go to one of the agreements, we are going to switch off the light. So I'm just questioning that they want to be, if they've got a problem, why didn't they come to the department again so that maybe we can come up with an intervention? Thank you.
Thank you, Provincial Treasury.
Can I ask, sir?
Pardon?
Can I ask?
Oh, sorry, yes.
Oh, thank you, sir. Maybe just to advise the committee that when they requested Lungu and associate contracts to also request invoices that have built the municipality from the date of inception because the figures there are shocking. I think that the Lungu and associate were also collecting the money which were 30 days old. So, and then that in those invoices will also be provided to our provincial legislator to take ways of now verifying the contract. And then the other thing is, the municipality was advised that they have overcommitted in terms of contracted services, whereby they did not just conduct the cost benefit analysis before entering into those contracts. I'll make one example. The government has done another program with the Afghanistan system in an intent that they can deal correctly. The challenge there is that the statements are being produced in Johannesburg. The last time we were there, it was on the 8th, and the people had not yet been built. So obviously, when it's building on the 8th, I will not have money to pay the municipality for that particular month. And we think it's certain things that can be corrected if we can have a buy-in from the municipality. And then, in terms of...
So the very printing of the statements are done in other provinces.
As a cost of...
So it's something allowed to get something like that, but carry on.
Yes, as a cost of 24,000, what we told is that they've got the machine, but it is not being sent. So our suspended stage would be, but they must try to look at ways of maybe, instead of bailing them out on the ESCOM debt, because our agencies are not that she's not going to bail out in expenses by giving them cash. She'd rather give it in kind, maybe to say, let's service the machine for you for a period of time, up until you can start regenerating that revenue that you can continue servicing it. You know that process never unfolded because of the suspension. Thank you, Chair.
According to the Auditor General's report, 100% intervention is needed in terms of Zorro, Chuaim, and Makwashi Hills. Here it is. In written format, submitted to us in Pontchartrain. Now, National Treasury, Provincial Treasury, COFTA, SALDA, they will have to forward to this committee your integrated program of your intervention to assist the municipalities in Northwest. We requested that when we went to Northwest, that you forward that as soon as possible on Monday morning. We'll give you time to interact with each other. You have 14 months to do. To do precisely that. So there's no excuse. When we meet on the 30th of November as a committee to deliberate on this report, the MEC for COFTA, the MEC for Finance in the province, as well as the Minister or Deputy Minister of COFTA National, will also be invited to attend that meeting. Because this is a very, very serious situation. This committee already made a statement in the NCOP quite a while ago with regard to Northwest. I hope you take this remark very serious. And even going further, that on a quarterly basis, this committee will zoom in on the municipalities in this province. I'm going a bit ahead, I didn't consult with my committee members, but to get an action going quicker. We can't wait another 14 months. We're not going to wait another 14 months. Energy.
Thank you, Chair. Let me start with Senator from that. We, after the last intervention in Sports School, we also had a meeting with Senator to look into issues which were raised at the backlog in the funding electricity. And we found that most of the backlog is actually constituted by areas which are in the private land, the CPAs and farms, and in some villages where it's a normal village, it's a program of dolomite, which is causing us not to be able to continue to plan for electrification. So we are still engaging with the municipality. That's to ensure that when all these problems are resolved, we'll be able to assist them with the eradication of them. And I also want to quickly add that we know there is a situation with the district, the commitment of the district to pay the upgrading of the infrastructure in the Swahili.
I'm raising this because it's a very urgent issue. The indication from ESCOM when we had to meet this meeting, this interview, is that, you know, because of the 1.2 million which needs to be paid, the municipality is actually paying over 4 million every month on charges. And if the district can just pay the 1.2 million for upgrading, then immediately ESCOM will reduce the billing to the municipality with over 4 million. And the commitment by the district in the past week was that all the systems are made that that payment must be done. But I'm worried that even up to today, that payment of 1.2 million is not yet done to the ESCOM. So it requires a very urgent intervention. And it's also impacting on the program of electricity because if it is not done, then it means that we are not going to be able to fish on the houses which we are electrifying in this condition. When it comes to Swahili, Swahili is near reaching better access. The vessels that they have is actually, you know, we have funded most of it in the financial year. We'll be funding the greater part of it in the next financial year. And with regards to the backlog in the ESCOM area of supply, ESCOM will be implementing the upgrading of the infrastructure by building a substation in Swahili, starting from the coming financial year. Which will be followed by implementation of household connections starting from the current station. So there are no big issues in terms of the station when it comes to training. Thank you.
Thank you, DBSA.
Thank you. There's a program that we are doing in the district, across the district, and I'm building. But for water implementation, Bahrain will benefit from some of the projects. In that project, we're working with National Treasury and the provincial COPTA in terms of implementing that program because it's about the use of NIT funding in terms of placing the NIT funding to accelerate those projects. But it's also technical support that will continue to provide this municipality. Were the employees that are there that are shared for trying and center stuff that are assisting on some of the technical issues. Thank you.
I think this initiative was made under the banner of December Monday. And that's why I think in terms of finance, as you already alluded to, I think it must be very useful to also develop the same approach that was used for Madidane, where there was a financial recovery plan that needed to be done. And that was much more specific. And that can capture the issues of saying how do we deal with these matters of the contract, how do we deal with these matters of the just moving in terms of that. And I think having to give that to National Treasury and Provincial Treasury to lead was quite a very most important element because those resources are particularly there to deal with those issues of debtors and deal with those issues. On the issue of the deployment, we'll still continue doing that, and I think we've had a discussion on BCOP, which is COPS to say, we need to continue on that basis, and that continuation of the capacity would really happen. But so one of the key issues that I wanted to just raise, and maybe it's a food for thought, I think if you look at all these issues that are there, I mean, listening to Provincial Treasury, listening to National Treasury, listening to all of us, I think there is one element that is coming, there is a point of, you know, we are much more reactionary than having to deal. It's like this is going to happen, we see them, but somewhere in the advising process, somebody doesn't listen to the other. And I think that's the fundamental issue, because we cannot come and say this is the case, and then we know. Yeah. Obviously, we already know that this is going to be the outcome, but in the process of discussion, that does not happen. And I don't know what it is. Is it because most of the issues are post-factual, and we know them when they really happens. They don't do 1, 2, 3, and you tell them they don't do 1, 2, 3, but it continues to happen. And for me, if that is the case, we'll keep on, you know, saying this thing, but somebody, we're not listening to each other, and therefore we're not working together down the line in terms of saying, this contract is just going to be costing don't go into this contract. And the McCollum continue entering into that contract. So tomorrow we'll talk about it, so we told you not to really get into that contract. But I think it's not an individual thing, how to really, you know, mention this element of listening to one another. Because I do think somewhere down the line, there's no listening to one another. And down the line, the question I'm saying, we told you. And we told you things have already happened. And to rectify them, again, we'll come to recovery plans, which might not necessarily be implemented accordingly down the line, because we don't listen to each other. So that was just my comment in the room.
This is the turning point. This is the turning point. And you will listen. Otherwise, we will guide you to listen. This committee is called Power, and it will kick in. The water fair.
Honourable Chair and members, I will start with explaining. Actually, Ian indicated that Malcolm Kevin Mulima is the Water Services Authority, but Swain do have a Water Service Provider Agreement with Malcolm Kevin Mulima regarding the operation and maintenance of the circulation system. So I will just report on the support that goes to Malcolm Kevin Mulima and indirectly then to Swain. We are busy with a feasibility study on the bulk water supply for the whole Malcolm Kevin Mulima area, and that should be completed by March 2012. Then we also assisted Swain to develop a business plan for the ACIP program, the Accelerated Community Infrastructure Program. And if the business plans will deal with the refurbishment of the Sunny Dorf and the Valarival wastewater treatment works. Again, these wastewater treatment works are a great concern to the Department of Water Affairs because they are polluting the environment currently. So we submit these business plans for funding. The funding isn't secured yet. It will go through a process with our head office for that funding to be allocated. And then, as you are aware, that Malcolm Kevin Mulima is one of the 22 district municipalities identified for targeted support. So there's also a number of other activities in terms of support, such as the service level agreements to ensure the proper content and also the management of the service level agreements. Also in terms of the tariff structure, the section 78 and the institutional reform. Those are areas that we are specifically supporting. Then in terms of the Fenters door, we have already spent to date 4 million rand for the refurbishment of the wastewater treatment work in Fenters door, and that has been completed and it has been commissioned as well. Then we are now currently busy with the implementation readiness study for the water supply in Fenters door. And the adjudication of that project happened today. Then we will probably look at funding for the 2012-13 financial year for that. Then also in terms of the water conservation demand management for Center Shore, we have assisted them with the development of operational plans also on the water conservation demand management. I think part of the 2080 project is probably the implementation of that water conservation and management plan that was developed. There are, of course, many other actions that need to be taken around water conservation demand management. But we assisted them with the asset register and the management of assets as part of that support that was given. And then also the WSPP support and the counselor development is same as the earlier report that I've given. We also we cover the whole province in terms of those.
I think there's one lesson we learned today. The one is to listen, the one is to think, and to act. Everyone. Honourable Mandela, I'm requesting you to do the closing remarks, please.
My plea to everybody who's here.
go back to the drawing board. Let's walk the path together. Let's ensure commitment, transparency. Actually, we always talk of integrity. And in the process, can we respect each other? Can we try by all means to say if the power be with the woman, we're going to give it the relevant respect. The days of looking down on women have gone by. And it's unfortunate because in most cases women are able to do their work, they don't need the support of the men. And at the same time I would plead with my sisters, let it not quiet in your mind. You have to mess the very men, but don't give in to others. Thank you.
Thank you to Honor Mandela. Thank you to everyone that was present this whole day throughout participating in the proceedings of the Senate Committee for Finance. All the presentations made, go back with enthusiasm. Maybe we will sometimes but ask on you. But there's a reason for that, to take us forward. When you travel, travel safely. When you fly, fly safely. And when you do your work, we commit it. Thank you. That's 18 and 10.
Thank you. Thank you.